What was your call? What was the purpose of your call? What is the reward? For those of you who are rugby fans, which I am, this country is absolutely heaving with rugby fans cheering whichever country, 20 nations, whichever country that you enjoy watching, who is your favorite players. My nephews play for England. And for those of you who did not know, he scored the last score for England. It has taken a Tongan to do it for England. What my theme is here is your call. The dedication that the players have put in, the discipline they have to forsake everything they are used to. They have to get up. Someone else is calling them. If you want to be a rugby player, there are certain rules and regulations you have to do in order for you to be a star for England in Twickenham. It is the call of the landowner this morning. If it is too difficult for you to make up who is landowner, forget it. It is God himself. Make it easier for yourself. He calls the church. He calls in the morning at 6 o'clock. It's the Jewish time. When I was looking at the time of calling, all this 9 o'clock, all this 6 hour, all this 11th hour, I said to myself, hang on, hang on. Let me hammer this into my brain. It is 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, 12 hours, 11 hours is 5 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. God is calling the church here. What is your call? What is the purpose of your call here? What is the reward? Matthew put in context, the kingdom of God is like a landowner. He is giving hope to those whom the world turned away. You do not have the right qualification to work in my vineyard. It's the vineyard of the world. But the vineyard of God, you have no certification. It's Christ. It's your certification. So they have the agreement. Okay, he went out first thing in the morning. Obviously the marketplace is where you sell things and buy things, where people is like employment, standing outside the government house, begging for a job. They have to go somewhere in order for someone kind to come and hire them. So the landowner made an agreement with them. Okay, I will give you a denarius. Denarius is equal is the wages of those days. A whole day wages, enough to feed your family. So every day they have to repeat going back to the marketplace in case someone come and hire them to work in their vineyard. But this landlord came. Landowner here came, not once, but twice, three times, four times, even fifth time, 1 hour before they closed down. Because the tunes start the following day in the evening at 6 o'clock. What was your call? What's the purpose of your call? Did you fulfill that call? What's the reward? You may heard it before. I had my call when I was 16 years old. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And that work of my mother drummed into me and all of my siblings in there. that we started praying at home, and we grow up in faith with a Sunday school. And as you grow up in faith, you know what to do. But as I journey throughout in life, I put that call on a shelf because I turn the other way. I want to see what this world is all about. But as time goes by, there's something is still niggling on you. Fulfill my call is to feed my lamb. So Paul in here is crying out here. To live is for Christ. To live is Christ. And to die is even better. Through the trials and tribulations, persecution of his life, he is crying out to the people, to the Philippians in here. Don't be intimidated. Stand firm in your faith. That is what we do here. I have a mentor in what I am doing, and she sits right here. You can't get enough from your mentors. It's like the Philippians from Paul. They can't get enough. As Paul said, I may not be able to come, but at least stand firm in the faith, for I am not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ Jesus. I was trying to be clever in here, but I'm not clever at all. When I look at the call at different times, I often ask this in the past. What would happen to those who died before Christ came? I came with a conclusion. Okay, I remember Moses' prayer. He said, a day is equal to 1,000 years. A day here on earth is equal 1,000 years to the Lord. So I was trying to think in here, okay, maybe when Jesus comes to give us the reward, he will probably go back to the beginning, to the righteous people, beginning from the book of Genesis, calling Abel and all those of his generation to come forth, accept the resurrection, accept Christ Jesus, and enter to the joy and the presence of the living God. Then comes Moses and Aaron, then comes Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then comes the prophet, then the last call is for you and me, the Christians, to come and accept the blessedness of resurrection in Christ Jesus. But look at the story of today in here. There were disgruntled happens in every working place. Those who came first, they thought, okay, we've been here out in a scorching heat. We should be earning more money than those who was last. But the owner says, no. Call the four men here. Give out their reward, starting from the last to the first. And they were so happy. They got their reward. But those who came first, disgruntled, whinging and moaning, that's not fair. But if you go back to the beginning, they made an agreement. It is denarius for the whole day. In the kingdom of God, they don't realize in here, God, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. We are in the middle through grace of God in Christ Jesus. No one is the beginning. No one is the end. We are all the same through the grace of God. They didn't like it because they missed the point in here. And the Lord said, am I not allowed? Am I not allowed to do what I like with my money? Are you jealous just because I am good and I am generous? How pathetic we can be. If we have toiled and worked in a church for so many years and cannot accept that Jesus calls us at different times of life and he blessed us with eternal life, it's far more important that reward is what we are working for, not the reward of men with empty praise. What is your call? What's the purpose of your call? Do you sit on your call? Would you argue about what you do? Would you turn around and say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know what it was meant. Teach me, Lord, to walk with you day by day. Don't let me go. As Paul is just giving encouragement, giving hope to the Philippians, God is giving us encouragement. I will be with you till the end of time. He is giving you love eternal that no one can offer you. Only through the blood and the life of Christ Jesus. Take it, for it is for you and your family. Share his love with those who are at work. Share his love with those who do not know how to love. Share his love with those who are hungry by showing what you can do. You all do so many charity work in here because you know in your heart you are doing it for Jesus, for those who are less blessed than we are. Count your blessing one by one as Paul is encouraging us to pray, enjoy, exalt the name of Christ Jesus. Show to the world that you are no longer the Philippians. Show to the world that you are no longer the Histon Fellowship. You are Christ. You are living for Christ. Take your call today. Examine it. See what you can do with your call. See what you can do for Jesus. For when he comes to call you, it would be just like this. Good. Well done. You faithful servant, come, I'll give you more. Come and enter the joy of eternal life. Come and enjoy what you have done on earth, the life you have touched on earth. He will let you see, you reap the grace of God by sitting next to Jesus. Tears will be flooding because you never knew how many lives you touch here on earth. Do it for Jesus. Use your call to love one another as he first loved us. Amen.